The poll comes out just as the Long Island Power Authority is deciding on new energy contracts that could include offshore wind, and just after NYISO released their Reliability Needs Assessment report showing New York could safely retire its remaining coal plants and reliably meet energy needs with clean energy. The survey shows 72% of New Yorkers want a clean energy future and expanded use of renewable energy resources with an emphasis on wind and solar. Grace McCray is the polling and research strategist at the Sierra Club.
Voters in both New York and Long Island say it's important to be using clean energy from projects built in-state as opposed to bringing in clean energy from projects that are going on in other states. 70% of New Yorkers say it's very important that this clean energy come from in-state.
McCray says when it comes to the state building additional energy infrastructure, 8 out of 10 poll respondents indicated they favor building renewable energy facilities over constructing fossil fuel plants. 68% of those polled were against financial bailouts for existing coal plants.
And then turning to what voters want to see from the Cuomo administration, by more than a 4-to-1 margin, they want the administration to be prioritizing clean renewable energy resources to meet New York energy's needs in the future. So over 7 in 10 voters in New York say the administration should be prioritizing clean energy in any strategy going forward.
While 8 in 10 polled would support offshore wind projects, 2 out of 3 answered they would not be willing to pay more for green electricity unless the increase was capped to maybe $1 or $2 a month. The survey found 2 in 10 New Yorkers haven't heard of the process known as fracking.
Anybody in the survey that had not heard of fracking, PPP, gave them a brief description. And then we asked folks, based on what you know, would you say that you are worried about the implications of this drilling technique for drinking water in New York State? The vast majority of folks, about 8 in 10 voters statewide and on Long Island, are at least somewhat concerned about the implications of fracking for drinking water. Over 6 in 10 voters say they are very concerned, actually. And maybe because of these concerns and others, a majority of voters in New York and on Long Island oppose lifting the current moratorium on high-volume fracking in the state. And in New York, 80% of voters agree that the public health, environmental, and economic impacts of fracking must be carefully considered before lifting the moratorium. And even more people, 83% of voters on Long Island agree with this as well.
Next week, LIPA is expected to announce its plans for how to proceed with contracts for future power generation. Lisa Dix, senior New York campaign representative for the Sierra Club, says the clean energy ball is in Governor Andrew Cuomo's court.
The governor says that he supports clean energy and he has the opportunity to make it happen. The governor can urge LIPA to choose clean energy like offshore wind for new power generation here on Long Island. And Governor Cuomo can work to move New York beyond coal in a way that ensures responsible transition for workers and communities and which transitions the state to increase energy efficiency, prioritize and invest in renewable energy such as wind and solar. Doing so will meet voters' demands. It will clean up our air and water, create new jobs, and an economy that's built to last.
A call to Governor Cuomo's office was not returned in time for broadcast. PPP polled registered voters by telephone between September 18th and 20th. 601 voters were contacted statewide and an additional 383 on Long Island. The survey has a margin of error of approximately 6 percentage points. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.